Blog Talk Radio.
Your arms around me, I got a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Moonlight of the daytime, moonlight of the night. The light of when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Jethro Smith, and I'm welcoming you to a Psychics Gone Wild episode on Friday. It is definitely wild because we have the 773-897-6461 number for you guys to call in. And if that is having a little bit of awkwardness, which it usually is, you can catch us at the blog, and we're there. Or you can, I guess, as we always do here, we always manage. So what I love to do on Friday is bring in our phenomenal, fun person. We started out today with the music as we're listening in love. Fever by Yuka Rose. And why the reason we're playing that is we have a lot of love questions, and a lot of you wanted to know from our phenomenal and fun magic lady, Patty Negri, what is her secret for love of life and how to keep the positive expression of love in their relationships and in their magical times. So today, welcome, Patty. How are you, Patty?
I'm excellent, Jethro. It's a lovely day. I'm happy to be here. I love our Fridays together. What can I say?
I know, I do too. And I had an individual, he says last week, he said, Jethro, where are these emails coming from? And I said, all over. So those of you who want to get into that and write us, go to Psychics Gone Wild in Facebook, and it's a group. They're like a small group. We've only done it the last couple months, so we're only actually like 600 people. But you're welcome to go there, or you can write me at psychicjethro@aol.com if you want your comments read over the phone. We have quite a few, and then we're going to go to the phone. And Patty, we have this saga of the tarot card lady who found the card, and we've laughed because this caught on last week. Those of you who know, I was out ready for my birthday, and I read this, and I've gotten a lot of emails, and we've had her write back here. She's very much wants to thank Patty for the fact that Patty was right on with her husband, that she there had been some things going on, and the card was actually her husband had done that to get her attention. He made jokes about it, and actually after they sat down and talked about Patty's advice, really the reason the card was there was he was testing her because there had been, I guess, a lot of jokes that she had become his wheel of fortune, and that when she came into his life, the creativity and the love she brought. So the card was a setup, and Patty was right on. So all of you who are listening in, and all you psychics, I thought it was very appreciative. I read it this morning. It made my day because she also wrote down, I know all of you guys are going for your vote. You've got not only my vote as a good psychic, but I'm helping you guys by sharing your sites and let everyone know that Fridays is the best, and I'm going to do an event video so you guys wait and see what I put up on how great Patty is. So all of you guys that are doing this challenge, we love that. The latest video was turned in by Dan O'Ryan, and I want to thank you. It's a very nice video of me. It's very professional, and I will include it in. But, you know, what I love and I want you guys to do, I think that's great that you did that for me. What I want is to have you do a video if you want in on the contest to win the big prizes. Put what day you want. If you want Friday or you want Thursday, and then go a little deeper. Right now, you guys know that Patty's on Fridays, and I'm on Fridays, and so we've had some pictures out there. I had some of you guys send me that, you know, on Facebook, you have our permission. If it's on Facebook, you can use it. It's not, you know, obviously, you know, if we wouldn't put it out on a social site. If there is something out there scary, please tell me. I hope not, but I have an ex-wife, so she might do that. But jokingly wise, you guys can realize that if it's on there, yes. So please send it to me. We will do it in good taste. We will do it in the fact that we are in fun. One thing I loved about the words that you guys came up for Patty's show on Friday was magical, creative, inspiring, teacher. And all those words that you put, I would love to see you put them into a video. And then we'll do it here in December. We'll pick a video on December 15th. That's a month from now. The best video that you do, and that person will win a book, a reading, and some other prizes that I'm saving for Christmas. I know you guys tease me. You said, Jethro, you're not giving prizes away every day. I said, well, what are we going to give for Christmas if I give it all away, right? So you guys hang in. And, Patty, I'm going to start right out with a question for you. We have an individual here that the lady is writing that she's a model and that she's worked for many years in New York City. Now that she has decided in her career to become more stronger in her career, she has noticed there's a different vibration in her and her energy. She's listened to you do your toning. She knows that you're very adequate at being not only a public figure, but a very positive individual. Patty, what would you suggest she do so that she can keep her magic and her modeling still going?
Especially the more, the bigger, oh, I call it world stage that you get on, the more public notice. That's even a bigger responsibility to you if you are on the spiritual path, if you are out there to spread your message. Not that you're going to go out there and start preaching to people, no means, but it's how you're living, who you're being. When you're seeing people, you can be fun and light and beautiful and model and all those things you want to be, but you are now a bigger light for the world. So the number one is keeping awareness of that. Number two is learning. It is a crazy world out there. I was a model when I was a kid. It's a crazy world out there. And really do some nice spiritual protections that you're working with the elements, whatever way you happen to work, that you keep the protection up so you don't have to put walls up, because it's hard. You don't want to put – you have to be protected, but you don't want to put walls up, because that's part of being in the public eye, is having those walls up. So it's a fine line between keeping protection, working with the universe, working with your spirit guides, working with your angels. So all you put out, you'll have an open door, and you're just putting out your love and your work, but you're protected from the vultures and the vampires and the people that are seeing your bright light where you're collecting all the moths, too. It's a little bit like surfing.
I love that. And, Patty, we've got Denise writing here from Des Moines. She's writing that, Patty, she listened to you talk about the fact that you really love the magic. You obviously have done this. Have you run into any people and individuals even now in 2013 that have a problem with it? And if you do, what do you say to people who don't understand that you're just a white light of energy?
They still run into problems, actually, but that's okay. I respect their point of view on that. I'm not here to convert anybody, and I think there's many, many roads to Rome and many, many paths to heaven. Mine isn't the only way. Mine is fun, and mine is pure, and mine takes responsibility, and I feel mine connection to divinity. But it's not for everybody. I was actually doing, there was an art walk downtown Los Angeles yesterday, and I was doing readings, helping my friend in the beautiful little Create Your Health tea shop, where they sell healing teas and herbal teas and, you know, alternative medicine and things. And I was doing readings. And there on the wall, I'm teaching a workshop next week about bringing magic into your life, kind of a very simple spellcrafting and magical workshop. And there was a girl who did not want to come in at all. She said she was a Christian and she wouldn't even come in the tea shop. And I feel sad for her, because I wanted to go, but Jesus would come in the tea shop. I know he would. He's not desperate. But he loves the tea shop. But I didn't. I have to respect her path. Her path is is just as valid as mine. It's a little more closed off. It's a little more judgmental, which I think, you know, her particular religion got a little messed up along the way, but who am I to judge? You know, it's okay. People don't have to, everybody doesn't have to like it.
And I love, you know, I love that the individuals have got so many other people writing at the same time in. They're coming, yay, Patty, go. And exactly what Patty said there, you know, it is a free choice. I want to recommend with those of you who do write in, and I've had people tell me, you know, why won't you put out the information? This last 2 weeks, we have come to a situation, I think, say, me and other blog talk hosts and individuals who have been writing, we're getting a lot of different emails and a lot of odd situations. I do apologize to those irregulars of you because we've been doing this for over 2 years here. I've been doing in the public for over 30 years. I apologize. It's just what Patty said. We all have that choice. And what I love with you guys that are, if you have something legitimate, if you do call and you write in to me, I'm probably the worst Scorpio to write to. If you in the last 2 weeks, if you're writing me, well, Psyche's Gone Wild and Ink Bugging Me, well, I looked on there and you and Patty just looked too happy for me doing this. Those kind of comments, I don't know how. I probably am not trying to sting you as a Scorpio, but I just don't get it because the way I look at things and the way I sense, it's just exactly what Patty said in life. So I love all of you guys writing in. I know a couple of you were stunned when I broke that car or what, but I think it isn't how you look at it. I know a person that came in and said, you can't use that word. In the next 3 months, the word psychic, if you keep using that word, Jeff Rowe, you're going to have things come crashing down your house. I guess they're going to come crashing down because I've been known as Psychic Jeff Rowe for 30 years. You can call me intuitive. You can call me late. Just make sure you call me with dinner. What's crazy? You know, it's like Patty just said, I love with you that it's like, you know, I guess that we've always had people that are going to be silly, and that's the great thing. But whenever they're doing that to us, a friend of mine, and those of you who listen, Deborah Lynn Katcher, a phenomenal author, wrote today and was saying how someone was criticizing one of her books. I love that, and I told her, and you guys will see, the reason, because whenever that happens for me, that's when it's going to really hit. Last year, you guys know that we had a lot of people hitting the show, and they were like, Jethro, you sound like you've got rocks in your mouth, and your mother's mad, and all this silly. It was the best thing they did for me because it hurt my feelings, but I sat back and I realized, you know, they don't like us, so we went right on. Guys blessed me. I think that there's a time when that happens. So when things are looking that way, don't get all freaked out and take your sandpail and go home. Take the sandpail and make something cool. So 706, we love you. You're first on the line. We're going to be wild today on Friday. I hope you're happy because we're about ready to get happy again. Is that okay, 706?
You can be happy all you want.
Good.
Happy's good. Do your little happy dance.
I love that. Thank you. And I mean, can you believe I look at this email and I'm like, you and Patty are just too happy. I'm like, okay, well, work on it. Next week, Colleen, we're having one of those days. You know, it's like we very seldom do, but everybody does. Yeah, 706, can you hear us? Have you got a question? I just want because I got to get your name. The day is called Murphy Wants to Play with My Airways.
Yes. Okay, yeah, it's my name's Mary Ellen, and I do have a question.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
We're ready.
Okay, all right. I can, we ship product, you know, a raw material out of the Dominican Republic that they use in glass and things like that. And there's been a delay in the ship, and I was wondering in the shipment, and I was wondering if it's going to become, if it's going to be like a few days, or if it's going to be, you know, more than that.
Huh. Okay, that's an interesting question. Okay, I've been asked my divining odds on this. This just seems like kind of question for my cards and stuff. So, okay. So is the shipment going to be delayed a few days? Yeah. Is it going to be possibly delayed a little bit more than a few days? Yeah. Yeah, it must be. Did they tell you what the delay was?
It has to do with paperwork. There's a shift in the way they're doing things, and, you know, they're trying to get it resolved as quickly as possible. You know, it's just the way that they're setting their, you know, setting their department up, I guess.
Yeah, I you know, I would say patients will be helped. I'm just getting that it's a little scattered, it's a little messed up, and not that they're not trying, but I see a little tiny bit of blockage here. So,
okay.
You know, what you have to, like if you have clients on the other end and you have to,
yeah.
I know everything is part of a, this affects that, but starting now, just let people know, so be in really good communication with both sides of it, and that's all you can do. That's where you give it up to the universe. We can't always, you know, we can't always control what happens. We try to control and this, and we create our lives, and we create everything, and we do our best. But that's part of life. We can't always control what happens, but we can always control how we react to it and how much we put into it,
right.
Even with something like, you know, a lost shipment of stuff.
Right. Okay. Can I ask one more question?
Okay. But
I'm starting a new job on Monday, and I was wondering is this something I'm going to be staying with, or is it something that I'm just going to be doing temporarily?
I don't think it's fair. Patty, I feel like they're telling me that it's going to be something you're going to do for a while, but it's not something that's going to keep your whole dream, because the guys have got bigger and other stuff also happening for you.
Yeah, I got the exact same thing. I'm pulling cards here and you were talking, Jeff, and I'm saying it's going to be good, but it's going to not be exactly what you thought it was going to be, or it's not, you're going to do some better along the
right.
way. So it's good for
yeah.
now. You're going to go full guns and jump in, but it's not the end of the journey on this at all.
Right. I've been waiting to start our own business, and it's been such a delay with my partner coming up here that I'm just bored to tears. So I wanted, you know, people
yeah.
person. I need to
so
talk.
Look at it like a bridge, what you're going to get out of it, besides, you know, income, of course, but you do and you learn and you go and you give it your best and you make it your best, and that'll help you in the next segment.
Okay. All right, well, thanks a lot, and you folks have a great holiday.
Thank you.
You too. Blessings to you. We are wild here on Psyche's Gone Wild. We've got quite a few phones. Some of your phones are blinking off and on. If you do hear us, bear with us all. I will give you your area code. We had two individuals that wrote me in the room and said, something happened, Jethro. We heard a bubbling, now a crazy sound. Are you and Patty cooking on the show? I'm not cooking. I don't think Patty's cooking.
I'm cooking.
cooking.
No bubbles here.
No bubbles. So I guess it's just toil and troubles. We're teasing you guys and we're having fun. And I hope you guys are too, because this is what's fun about Psyche's Gone Wild, is we get a chance to talk and joke with you. Like, I have an individual here that they've written me and they put an email here that they want to ask Patty about numerology. Patty, I don't know why, but I keep seeing 555. I had individuals tell me it has something to do with angels. It has something to do with my life. Do you have any idea, or what would you suggest to do when I keep seeing this number, 555?
Okay. I mean, preface this with it. I am not a numerologist. There are some amazing numerologists out there who could give you all the official meanings of the word 5. But for me, 5 is a really, really magical number, because it gets me into the elemental, how I see it. Air, fire, water, earth, spirit. You know, a five-sided anything, whatever you want to call it. So if you keep seeing 555, I think number one, it's an awareness for you to, I think, balance out a little bit. Because even in tarot readings, 5 is a bit of a struggly thing, and you need to pull balance into whatever you're doing. So I think if you keep saying it, it's a little bit of a reminder to you to balance out. Jethro, what do you get on that?
I feel the same, and I agree very much. And I know that for me it's also the power of, because your finger, you have the hand with 5 fingers, it means to me a strength. And what you're saying with 3 of them, 5 times 5, I would take the holy trinity of the 3. They're telling you have the power in your hand to be spiritually whatever you want to do. And whatever is around, when it's happening, I know with my clear audience, if I'm hearing a song or when someone's being discussed or something's being discussed, they're relating it. I think you're seeing this number at that time. And I know that the angel readers, once again, I agree with Patty. I'm the same way. I'm not a numerologist. And, you know, different angel readers would even include this more with the angelic realm. Get with all of us, and that's the fun thing. You get to sprinkle a little bit of Jethro and a shake of Patty on it, and you end up with a really good theory and metaphysical spiritual of us. That's why we learn from each other. We love all of you guys. And 814, we got that phone held, and we got you. So how are you?
Hello. Hello. This is Amy.
Amy, I'm so glad you called in, and I apologize. You've been here since the beginning of the show. There's about 16 of you waiting. The phones want to do what they want to do. So I'm glad you called in, Amy. Would you like to talk to our phenomenal panel?
Yes.
Amy, what is your question, Amy?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I can hear you a little bit bubbly, but we're going for bubbly today. I can hear you.
Okay, well, I have a question. My question is, do you see a job change for me coming up in the future?
A job change?
A job change.
Yeah, you see a job change for you coming up in the future, don't you? Aren't you seeing something? Aren't you actually visualizing something? You're seeing yourself somewhere else, something else, doing something?
Yes, I would like to.
You're creating it. I'm getting that you're already creating that. You're living into it. Whatever, you're not satisfied with what's going on now. There's something very amiss there. But keep seeing what you're seeing. Visualize that other place, that job, or what it, you don't have to see what it looks like, but what it feels like, what working there feels like, the challenge of it, the creativity of it, whatever it is that you're looking for. I see it's already in creation, but I was seeing that you are the one already creating it and living into it. So, yes.
Okay. Do you see a time frame?
Okay. Let me ask that one. Okay. I'm getting something along the beginning of the world. Let me see. We're at the beginning of the world. Beginning of the new year. So, is it something in the beginning of the new year? Yeah, I'm getting, you know, after the holidays, beginning of the new year, maybe a couple months into it. Jeffo?
I feel that pretty much, and I feel with you, Amy, that the guys are saying exactly the same thing that Patty was getting with you. They're saying you're sensing. I feel like you have gotten, and we just talked about power of five, and I think that's part of what's also, everything's a timing and a purpose. They're letting me know that you're having some other things go on with you, and we're confirming for you what's happening, Amy. It is around January. There's something else that's going on with the decision you've made. The guys are saying everything's being delayed until you handle all of what you're trying to clear up. You've shown me that you're clearing out some area, or you know what I'm talking about. They said you're a little I wouldn't say nervous of it. You're just kind of not ready to do it all right now. There's something very important in your, you know, in your path that you need to clear.
Okay.
And I feel that there's really good area for you. That there's also showing me that there's another capability of something that's going to manifest, like she said in January when Patty brought it up. I agree with her because the guy showed me that also extra stairs and other sequence are coming into your life then.
Okay.
So it's time. You tell me, I keep seeing that this seems to be like something with, it is that time of the year with the Capricorn, but I keep seeing a lot of energy around you with business and work. I see that Capricorn. You know, Capricorns are the best workers because they're so studious. They're also very good about, they won't get, a Capricorn is very strong, a sea goat. They're telling me that this is significant for you, why this pattern is coming up, that when you get into this, what's going to happen is you're going to grab onto this and you're going to take this to a new level with the work and the career.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm sorry we're having bubbles. I am drinking ginger ale, but that's all. And I started that before I did it. I don't know. It's just silly bunk talk. We love them, but they have their days. Thank you, Amy.
Okay.
I hope you helped.
Thank you,
Thank you.
You're welcome. It is what we call wild, and it has been a little bit wild. Patty, we have an individual here that wrote from Sacramento, and they're asking about the fact that the elements, they have done work with a friend who taught them that they could basically raise the elements and have been working with them. Now for the last 2 months, their heart chakra is not completely open. Is there any ideas you have or what? I've tried toning. I've tried meditation. I am very good at raising the elements. Patty, you seem to have a very good heart energy. Is there any advice you would give me on helping me with this chakra?
Okay, yeah. And with the heart chakra, that would be if you're using a Wiccan or earth-based system, I would, you know, that would be your, to open your heart, that would be your fire, your south, And I would also add some water in there. But you maybe don't even need to work with elementals on that. Just work with the chakras itself. Work with the energy. Focus there. Do an exercise for yourself that just see it opening. Feel it opening. Maybe you want to choose, if you're going working elemental, run the elements through it, invite them in to see. Or just do it energetically. Just pull it down from the heavens. Pull it up from the earth itself. Maybe, you know, if elementals are getting too confusing within the one chakra, just really focus there. Really focus there. Put all that energy and then see it bursting open. Maybe just bursting open like a beautiful explosion of love. Love, love, love. That's your heart chakra.
We've got our individuals writing it, and also the 555 equals change for those of you. And that makes sense. We're getting power, we're getting that high sign with the chakra. Another person has wrote in the room, they're like, Patty, I think that you're the best one we've got on the fact that every time we ask questions, you always are honest and helpful. I think that's what we need more of in the world. I was listening to another show, and they go on to say that the other person is a little different. What we love about, and what I like with the person that just wrote in from that, they also wrote back and said, hey, thank you for the advice. I will try it out, and I'll let you know. See, that's what the great positive thing about doing this. Yesterday, we had two of you write and ask the different psychics why they do this. And those of you who, I will let you know, Veronica Harrison, for those of you who are calling in, is not only a really gifted carrier. Veronica Harrison was born legally and permanently blind at the age she was born with it. So her abilities and her strengths are very heightened. So I had a couple of these write me and ask me what was going on yesterday. Veronica was very much strengthened. She was also real impressed that she all of a sudden got some really cool emails about this lady named Patty Negri. So she's going to contact Patty and see about the American Federation. She made me laugh so bad because she's like, Guthrie, you're into so many things. And I said, we've talked, and Veronica's hired on. Veronica's just a very gifted reader. So those of you checking in, got quite a few emails here. I'm trying to keep up on all the latest stuff. That's what was happening. Yes, Patty, it's live and real. I see Patty say you were in your car, I think, on Facebook. You're like, well, of course Patty's real. Yeah, I was talking about her being on the show. So you guys got to take me with a little bit of grain of salt. You can't think I'm very serious. 850, this is Jethro and Patty. How are you, 850?
Hello.
Hey.
How are you doing?
Hi.
I'm
good.
My question is, I've been having problems sleeping at night, and I was wondering if you could tell me, you know, what's going on.
Okay, is there a woman that you're having a problem with? Communication problem with somebody?
Not really. I mean, I work with some people there, but work-wise, probably.
Okay, because I just kind of real quick got a sense of, like, something you're not turning off your left brain, your rational brain, your thinking brain, that there's something unsettled or unfinished or unsaid that needs to be said or undealt with that needs to be dealt with somebody.
Oh, okay.
And I got that up from it. But if it's not, maybe it's you. Maybe it's something you're not working with. Speaking.
Well, that's probably one of my coworkers. I'm thinking, I thought maybe somebody was walking around. I thought I heard somebody outside, but I'm not sure.
Like a real person, a human person, not a spirit?
Yeah, a human person.
Okay. So you always have to ask. Okay, well, that's...
Yes, of course.
I'm not getting that. Have you had problems with somebody? I'm not getting that kind of a danger feel from this. But that is something to take seriously if you are that. And if you need to, and even if you're not sure, you call the police. I mean, if something and they're invading your space.
Mm. I thought maybe some kids in a neighborhood or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm not getting that. I'm getting that you not sleeping is something unsettled in your logical brain, your thinking brain, your rational brain. You're not shutting it off. Do something maybe to pull in that intuitive brain. Just quiet it down. You know, maybe put some music, some soothing music, not your favorite kind of music, just something that will put you to sleep. Yeah.
Okay.
It's too quiet, that was fun. And again, if it's not somebody else that's something that's unsaid, it might be something to you. You might be that other person. So look at that. But not at nighttime. Not at bedtime.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Okay.
Yeah.
Get a
walk.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, well, thank you for calling in. We've got an energy with you. I can feel that the guys are wanting you also to test you a little bit. They're telling me that when Patty was talking with you, I felt your energy. You were like wanting, you want to kind of go into a little more of this. You've got some ability of your own. You should do one of maybe the classes or this, because I keep seeing like a pendulum with you, and I feel like they're saying deja vu for you, that you're remembering you did this in another life. That's why you're interested with us.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Don't run. It's okay. We're nice. you got a little nervous there, Audrey.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
But we'll keep it casual. No problem. I think I made her nervous. I'm sorry.
Thank you. It's a good thing.
Yeah, we're fun. 661, speaking of fun. I think I know this number. Are you 661? And they took them right down the road. 478, how are you? 478.
Hi, Jethro. This is Debbie. Doing pretty good.
Hey, Debbie, how's Georgia?
It's a little gray right now, not as sunny as it used to be, but it's not too bad.
I'm so glad you called in. Debbie, I know you've listened to the show for quite a while, and you're just a very good person. My prayers are out for you with your dad and what's happening there. And I'd like to have you, if you don't mind, get to meet our phenomenal Patty Negri and ask her a question of what you'd like to know what's coming up in your future, Deb.
I sure would. That would be wonderful. Do you want me to pick one, or would you like to pick one? Something that comes to mind real first.
What? I missed that. You want me to pick what question you want? I'm not that good.
Okay.
I can just see what starts coming to me, but just usually on a short thing like this, if you have something specific you would like to know, great. Otherwise, I can just start talking.
Okay. Something good happening to me, maybe career-wise or my job-wise.
Yeah, has there been a little bit of a struggle with that something, a little bit of warring going on, a little bit of conflict?
No, that's pretty much smoothed itself out. It's kind of one of the most calmest thing in my life going on right now.
Okay, well then the conflict I'm getting must not be your work then. Is it your home life?
Probably my dad's been really sick, so it's taken a lot of time and energy.
Okay, so is it taking, because that's what I get, even in pulling cards, it's about the conflict and that energy being taken. And be careful that you don't carry that into your work with you, that energy or that lack thereof or that. Does that make sense? If you really, really do leave it at the door as you go into work. Because then I do see good things coming for you. But right now it feels a little shaky. I mean, not that your job doesn't feel shaky or anything like that, but does that make sense that you're bringing a little bit of the home life into your job?
It's almost about the same thing. I take care of the same type of people at work as I do with my dad. So it's kind of like I really don't leave a job.
Okay. Well, you need to leave the job. You need to leave the job a little bit, or you have to, as far as, it's just for yourself. I'm just seeing too much conflict. Yeah. I'm seeing too much mental conflict. I'm seeing too much warring going on within yourself, whether that's work life, whether that's home life, and now you're saying they're both the same thing. You need to find techniques to take care of you. It makes taking care of everybody else. I'm sure Jethro's even told you that before, right?
Yes, and I know I got to
get you. That's a big message. You said if there, well, for us to look at things, yeah, your job is going to be fine. Your home life, but what you have to take care of is you. I mean, I don't know your situation, but by what I'm feeling here, by what I'm getting from my guides, if you need to do some breathing, number one, you don't breathe enough. You need to do some slow, deep, conscious breathing, like once an hour. Slow, deep, breathe. Take in good air. Let out any stress. Let out any angst. Let out the responsibility of the whole world that you think you've taken on yourself. And that's going to make both sides of your life better.
Okay. That's good advice.
Yeah, and it's important advice for you. It's easy as it sounds. People don't think it is. They think they get in this rut, and I have to do this, and I'm taking care of this, and this is taking all my energy and my work, and I'm taking care of people. And it's good that your work is easy as part of the thing. But it can be as easy as it sounds. Like, no, I'm choosing. I am taking these moments for me. I'm going to go breathe. I'm going to go run water. I'm going to go into the restroom on my restroom break and just run water on my hands and let this flow out. Let me take 30 seconds for myself. Let me take 1, maybe 2 minutes for myself. And just reinvigorate, recharge, plug in. That's for you. And then you're going to be that much better for everybody else, for your dad, for the people at your work. You know, just like the airline stewardess says, put the oxygen mask on yourself first and then help others. That's your big message for today.
Well, thank you.
They're telling me with the energy. I love with you, Debbie, that you've gotten a hold of us. You are working at such a strength here, too, that the angels are working with you. This has got to be frustration. I know it. And, you know, it's like Patty said, and here you are. You're a healer, and you've got the situation. You're probably the strongest one around there that's handled this all day long with your nursing career and with your dad. It's a lot on there. The angels are telling me that strength is with you so much. To become friends here, I knew you even when we were in California. I used to tease you on the phone. And, you know, I will joke about this because we are friends on there. Debbie has a big lean by her husband. And for a little bit, I was a little nervous of that. You know, it's like, don't stick him on me, Debbie. But we've become friends and we've laughed now because now I'm even closer to you now in Florida. And as a person, my prayers are going out with you, Debbie. I keep hearing the angels telling me that. But we're going to get with some work and some energy where there's going to be some more stuff because your abilities also are tuning in when all this is happening. But you're putting all, like Patty was saying, all the energies happen to go out with the others, the work, and then you're getting that break back. I see you even strengthening up some other stuff. And, you know, I keep hearing the angel said, you know, all the things that you've done over here, that's why some of the other stuff with your physical, you've had stuff go on with your physical body, and you could have been pretty much laid out yourself. I mean, you went through some health stuff a little, but you just keep right on trucking. You haven't had a chance to even sit down and go, well, there's something with me a little bit, too.
That would be true.
And we're going to put our blessings out to you. And Debbie, I thank you for calling. And make sure you put in, you know, Christmas is coming. And we've got a ton of Ladies of Rango necklaces. We've got bracelets. We've got books. We've got jewelry. I always went with you guys, especially you ones that started out with the show. You were with me when I had, like, 3 listeners, and they were like, what's wrong with that guy? We're back with the way first show. So please, you know, definitely blessings to everybody there. And tell everyone, hey, you know.
I sure will. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We love all of you guys, and we're welcoming a new situation that we've had go on. And I want to tease all of you, those of you who are contacting in, we have the phone going. We've got a few minutes here. It's a new system, and then we're going to pick up. We've got a lot of callers who were here when we first started out. We've got about 19 callers. We won't obviously get to all of you because we only have 20 minutes, but we will get to the ones who've been longest. And just please bear with me a little bit. I've had a couple of you email me in the room. I always just go down the order that it was in. And what I love about it, if you did get missed, I will go back and try that 661 only because I don't know what's with the phone. But if it happens, sometimes I think there's a reason for everything. Patty, would you explain to them, if something happens and you're doing something magically, you don't throw up your hair and call it a day and that's it for Patty. What do you do when things don't go exactly how you felt when you're wanting to do your magic?
Oh, Oh, well, yeah, that just means somebody knew better than you. Somebody up there, somebody, your guides, your helpers, whatever you're doing, and you're going, you know, I want a new car. Give me a new car tomorrow. Maybe you're just not supposed to have that new car tomorrow. Maybe you're getting that new car tomorrow and you drive off the cliff. Maybe you aren't ready to have that new car tomorrow. You know, that's just like with prayer, with visualization. Certain things are timing, certain things, and there's certain things that are a little bit still beyond our little human brains of understanding. So if you go that and you look at what did work and what didn't work, and the whys and wherefores, and find the goodness there, and the rightness and the reason there, and the gratefulness and gratitude, you're just going to keep moving up the ladder.
Exactly. 661. All right. Well, hello. We are going, and that's exactly, I think there's a reason why they're doing that. So I'm going to go ahead. We're going to go on with someone else. It's nothing personal. We'll catch you next time. 915, you're live. How are you, 915?
Hello, I'm doing great.
Great. Hello. We welcome you. This is Jethro and Patty, and would you love to ask us a question? Or
Yes, a quick question. We're planning a move out of state. And we're expecting some, first we're waiting for some financing to come in. And so I wanted to see if you all could touch on that a bit, see what you see.
You're expecting some finance, I didn't hear all of it. You're expecting some financing?
Yes, some financing to come in so we can make our move.
Okay.
I need your name for me. I apologize. But guys, I have to get permission from your guides to read, if you'll say your first name.
Oh, yes. My name's Elizabeth.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, I think it's going to come in, but I think that there's something being held up a little bit. You know what that is?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. That's what I'm seeing, something being held up a little bit of a problem. So, and there's something you need to let go of within that, too. I don't know what that means exactly, but you'll know. My guy said you'll know. There's something you need to not hold on of or be flexible with. But I do see a good outcome. So there just might be a little work along the way or not exact your exact expected timing. Hello, Jeffro?
No, I'm right with you. Patty's a little more on this with me. She's able to pick up a little more with the deciphering. I think the Libra, her air sign, is able to get a little more in depth with you, Elizabeth, because this is, seems like this is, I agree with her very much. They're also telling me you went through some other stuff in your life that you didn't want to have happen for you. There looks like there's some other things, you know, no matter what you look at and no matter what you say, everything's going to turn around and be situated to, it looks like this, I keep hearing other people around it. There's some stuff going on with the situation. Can you talk to me a little bit about what's happening with your relationship? Because it looks to me like the guys are in some kind of a agreement or disagreement on how this is going to affect you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess we're trying to be positive. Like I said, we're waiting for the money to come in. And it's interesting you mentioned Libra, because I'm a Libra, actually.
Hello, sister.
Yeah.
That's why you two were up there communicating on some airway that I didn't hear. And I'm like, okay, guys, I want to know.
So I didn't quite understand your question to me. Something about my relationship, you said?
I feel like it. They said it's something to do with your personal relationship, and I see that this is a really good situation for one and one for not with the other. And the reason they're telling me, that, and now it makes sense, being, you know, Libras are not only the, you guys are really well known for your love and relationship, you know, and it's like what they're also telling me that, going into the situation is that this is important for Venus with you because of the relationship. So I was having you kind of doubt me there because they keep telling me that this move, that's what's helping. It's like it's being fueled because of the whole situation with your relationship.
Mm-hmm. Well, my relationship with my husband is, there's no problem there at all, unless it's maybe my relationship with my brother, whom I just found. That's going to be a little hard to let go of because I just found him. and now we're planning a move. But I'm not sure if maybe that could be it.
I feel, and Libras, I love with Libras with this, and I apologize, but I'm not saying bad about the sign, but when I go to read relationships, you're one of the signs I have to just leave it in that word, because you, when you love people, you love with your heart, whether it's your husband, whether it's your brother, other individuals, you can look and see with the lines right away, and as a Scorpio, I can say, okay, this is a family member, this is your husband. In this case, it is with your brother, and I think that this is going to be a good karmic, and they're telling me that you two are working in a way that you're going to be able to do a unique bond with this move, but it is that's where the effect is coming in, and the angels are telling me that they're going to help by you being there with your husband. You guys are going to build a very good bridge for your brother later for some things that are going to be able to help him. It seems like his situation is changing here next year. Does that help? I apologize, I'm reading it in pieces for you, but that's how they're giving it to me.
That makes a lot of sense. Actually, the amount of money we're expecting is quite a bit, and so I would be able to help my brother financially.
Oh, absolutely, and it's good, and I'll tell you what's also in the karma. Now, this is what is really excellent, like we were just talking about earlier, and Patty was saying, you know, when sometimes the guys will say with it, and we all have those days, and do you know, like we were saying, because, well, they said for a reason with the car, they're telling me that this is good with the financial that's going to come in, but I also see for your brother and you, this is part of the karma you two have together, and it's a good, a very strong positive union that has happened since you two have been back together. You've gotten to give some of your love. You're one of those individuals that has extra love to give, and this has been able to put it there in a place where you can work with you two together is what I'm getting karmically.
That's wonderful. Do you all see the move happening soon? We're shooting for January.
I get it happening soon. I get a little clearer picture of February than January. That's where I said being a little bit flexible.
Okay.
But soon. Time flies.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear that.
I agree with Patty. Yeah, we're both getting it together, and there's a reason that they're keeping a little bit of this energy there too, because it's having you guys handle some things. I feel that's what's going to be there, and I think you definitely, you know, follow along our show. It's nice to have you call in, and those of you who are checking it, please check on the right and mark in, so then it'll tell you every Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern time. Don't throw on Patty going wild, so please do that, you know, so you can follow our show. And also, if you get a chance, go on Facebook there. We've got, you know, you guys can spell Patty, P-A-T-T-I-N-E-G-R-I, and you can like our pages there. Mine's Jethro, J-E-T-H-R-O. One of the excellent parts that I want to teach you guys about Facebook is that it is a good place sociably for those of you who, a lot of times I've had individuals say, I want a reading by Patty. You guys will write me and you'll say, I love her, I got to have her. It says that I can afford to do a reading. My husband makes me even watch my toothpaste. I laugh so bad at that joke. It's like, okay, you know. So you're budgeting in to have the reading. When something comes up in your lifestyle and then you contact with it, unfortunately, I am, and I love you guys, I'm so busy, I just usually forward them along. But I want you guys to get on Facebook, and this is a good example. An individual wrote me yesterday, and they said that they were looking on Facebook, and they realized that they've been me and Patty's friend on there for almost 4.5 years, and they were impressed that they had been getting readings from other individuals and just recently realized that me and Patty were friends the whole time. So go on Facebook, check it out. You know, and she raved about Patty for a good 18 minutes that she's been watching, and those of you know, Patty is phenomenal. Not only is she on TV, Patty's out doing stuff there in Hollywood. Long story short, be Patty's friend on Facebook. Patty can have millions of friends on there. You can follow her. You can be on there. And then when that time comes right, you're like, okay, you contact Patty. You know, that's what we're there for. So I'm using this as an example for those of you who are learning about the social settings. I had someone tease me. They said, well, Guthrie, you guys are on Meetup. You're over here. You're over there. I can't keep track of all your discounts. If you're on Facebook, you're going to know because we always put that out first. So, you know, please do it. And we are working on the class. I've had, right now I'm looking at all of you who wrote in the emails, and Patty haven't had a chance with our schedules to get together, but Patty's doing a class here, and it will be on the internet. We're looking at probably the first week or two in December, depending on Patty's schedule, and we will have an hour and a half. You guys can get a hold of us. I will give you a phone number. We'll pick it up. You guys can do it through Skype or just a calling in number. And Patty will give you Magic 101 with Patty Negri. It's going to be a blast. I had someone tease me, should they buy things, Patty? They were like, what should we do? But I've got a paper pen. I'm ready to take notes. I want to tape everything you say. What would you like me to bring to class? And we're setting it up. They're already asking, what do you want them to bring, Patty?
Oh, I love that. Good students already. No, just bring an open mind, a clear head, and, again, paper and pencil or recording it. But we're going to give basic techniques, basic examples. We'll probably even do a little simple working online so everybody can feel it, experience it themselves. So you don't have to bring something special like, you know, I have Newton. I'm just kidding. I have Newton, a hair of a bullet. No, I won't, you know, but we'll talk about things, everything from candle working to herbs and oils. But it's mostly about the energy of magic itself and creating it and how to put it together, almost like the recipe for baking a cake.
I want you guys that are keeping track to know that Lithmacy class that with Gary Wimmer is going to be next Wednesday. You still got time to get in, get a hold of me. Call me at 928-284-0437 or go on my website, Jethro Smith. And Gary's also got a book that he does with Reading Those Stones with the Lithmacy. He's also put in some really good deals there you can see on psychicsgonewild.com. So, you know, definitely get in. We've still got a few of those classes with Gary's class. You don't want to miss this. Gary's like Patty. They're not only phenomenal, but when they get going, that's what I love about my job. I get to be fortunate to work with them. I have done this my whole life, and we all know that I wasn't, you know, not exactly 18 anymore. So what happened is I'm always learning, and that's the fun part about the spiritual one. I had my teacher tell me, he said, you know, if you stop learning, then just lay down and put the dirt on you, because you're always going to have this energy going and learning. So I love this. I want you guys to get a hold of us and keep in track. We're getting together. I had someone write, Jethro, what are you doing? I have been so busy, honestly, that it has just been phenomenal. I'm still blessed. I thank everyone. I'm not complaining, but because of it, that I'm working at whatever I can do to make sure I'm getting to as many people. So those of you know, we're going to keep on our Psyche's Gone Wild here. We're doing some pods. So those of you who want to get the other shows, please thank you. I want to thank you, Brian and Abel, for writing and sending me that list of real radio shows. You made me cry yesterday, and we're sitting down, and those of you know I have a significant other, Kate, is running through them. She's typing them. She's emailing them. She's sending them all the information they already know, and they were excited. She sent them Patty's stuff. She sent them my stuff. We have radio shows going, oh, my gosh, you know, all these FM and AM radio stations, and we're going to be putting together a podcast that we can send to them, and like this, Fridays, it'll be on. So now you guys know the mystery of the mysteries. We're not hiding. We're just trying to get it out to more people. And that way, like today, you hear the bubble. Eventually, we'll have it. It'll go through, and it'll be so clear when you get it. You guys will, you know, the callers will hear, but you can listen to it back later and hear your reading. I apologize. I had two complaints today of what is going on with Jethro's sound. I don't know. It's the bubble king. He's here and he's blowing bubbles. I don't know. I'm in Florida. Maybe it's a fish. I don't know what's going on. 717, welcome to Psyche's Gone Wild with Jethro and Patty. You get to be one of our us fun people. Would you like to talk to 717?
Good afternoon, Jethro and Patty. This is Corrine in Pennsylvania. How you doing?
Oh, yay, Corrine, the rocking girl. Where you been? Hiding out and then seeing other people, doing another radio show, and we've been standing here, and we've been loving you all this time. How's that for my eyes and tent?
That's awesome. No, I haven't been hiding out, just kind of below the radar, but I'm still here and kicking and happy to be on Psychic's Gone Wild today. I have a question for either you or Patty or both. When do you see my finances getting better? I know everybody asks that question these days.
Well, if that's because it's the time. We had to go through this. I think that's part of the big shift and the big energetic shift and the planetary shift. We got so about material and finance world. The bottom had to drop out, so we saw what really is important, and we're coming out of it as a whole people, as a planet, as an American, as a species. So as far as when yours is getting better, I'm not sure, but you've got to pay a little bit more attention to numbers. Does that mean something to you? Make sense to you?
Yes, I see a lot of angelic numbers.
Yeah, but I'm getting into the mundane world, the regular life world. You have angelic numbers, and that's good, and keeping the awareness there. But something even in your real world, a different understanding, I'm not putting this big importance, no, this is the big material world of numbers. But I think just taking a look at your perception of numbers, looking at numbers, I think your understanding, your perception is a little skewed. Does that make sense? The numbers, like whether it's a debt, whether it's a top price of something. I don't know. I get sort of getting almost like, not in the bad sense, but like a reality check, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, it's possible. Yeah, I mean, you know.
I see them getting better, though. I actually do see them getting better. But again, you're taking a little more responsibility within that. With what is there and what you do have, and kind of a little bit putting the energy there.
Okay. Well, I can do that. That's no problem whatsoever. I mean,
no, you can. I know you can.
I hear the magic.
Actually, I already do it. Go ahead. Yeah, I agree.
It was the one you did, and it's been, and I apologize, you guys, being a memory caller, but it's like a little over a month ago, Patty, you did the one here, and you did it for us in September. There's an easy, basic one that Patty showed us there that works with money, that worked real well on that.
Okay. Yes, the best money sale. I give it to you right now. We have a minute. I will tell you. You can do it on a new moon or a full moon, but for some reason, even though that's kind of odd planetary, I like it on a full moon. Get a dollar bill. Create a sacred space, however you create your sacred space, if you want to use oils or herbs or run the dollar bill over, you know, over some incense or fire, write all over it, everything you want in the material world, exact numbers, paid off debt, paid off car, whatever that is, numbers, this kind of income, whatever that means to you, write on every tiny little square inch of that dollar bill, left side, back, front, okay. Really think about that. Put all that energy while you're writing, seeing that stuff come to you, that material stuff or that money coming to you. And then burn it and give it up to the universe. Every time I do that, I get a windfall. You got to believe and you got to put your intent into it. It's the simplest, easiest, most effective money spell I've ever seen. And it seems to work for everybody.
Ooh, that sounds amazing, Patty. Thank you. I really like that advice. I definitely like that advice. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. Have fun with it. You can do it outside under the full moon. You know, again, really prepare yourself. However you do, your prayers, your chants, whatever works, whatever your method is of creating a sacred space, creating divinity, whatever your method in writing, it's all about that laser beam focus, creating it.
Thank you so much, Patty. I really appreciate that. That's wonderful.
You're welcome. And it's vital. Let me see how money burns. It burns like nothing else. It's very interesting. The kind of ashes are left with it. And then if you want, if you want to do a candle for later in those ashes, rub a candle in it. Use that as a candle dressing for, you know, down the line.
That sounds amazing. That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you. I will try that. That's awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. We love you, Corrine. We know you called in. We want to call you back. We always call you the cute one. She's the fun one. Remember last year when we got the beautiful chakra bracelets, and those were things that Corrine helped us with. We're all putting a prayer back to you. We want to make sure and know that everyone understands we are wild. So we are at the last 15 seconds. They're going to kick us out that door and say, hit the road. Patty and Jethro, back to work you go. At least we got a little time with you guys. Thank you. Sorry for all you guys. We didn't get in. Next Friday. Annie, you want to say anything?
No, thank you very much. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. Thank you, Jethro. Best partner imaginable.
You rock. We'll talk to you guys next Friday.
Bye.